get up, gotta get out, gotta get home before the morning comes. What if I'm late, got a big day, gotta get home before the sun comes up. Up and away, got a big day, sorry can't stay, I gotta run, run, yeah. Gotta get home, pick up the phone, gotta let the people know I'm gonna be late. What's happening, Las Vegas? It's your boy Jeffrey with a G with another electric sports filled edition of Vegas Nonstop. In studio with us today, world renowned illustrator and sports and baseball fanatic Neil Portnoy. And back visiting the show after a long absence, former Major League Baseball pitcher Josh Towers. With me, as always, running the Goat Rodeo for the last 9.5 years, the Master of Mayhem, the Wizard of Whoopi, and recently back from a double date with Mickey and Minnie, Jonathan J. Scott.
Thank you, Jeffrey, with the G line one. Go ahead.
Rehearsed the opening for the first time.
That's amazing. Almost 10 years you rehearsed the opening. I love that. So like us and share us. We're also on Facebook Live at Jonathan Scott LV. And you can hear us on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Google Play, Spotify, Amazon Alexa, and, of course, on our website at VegasNonstop.com. It's true. I was on Disney Adventure, and quite the adventure it was. I don't know how you guys feel about roller coasters and rides.
I won't go on them. I don't like heights.
Oh, I love roller coasters.
You know, what is it, that Space Mountain, the one that's in the dark?
In the dark.
Forget about
the best.
It. I got on it. They said, take your glasses off. I knew I was in trouble. No way am I doing
that. Well, this
was
the California Adventure one, and it was...
How does that differ?
Well, having not gone to Disneyland in 25 years, I couldn't tell you how it differs. But we were there for the special Halloween thing that goes on all through Halloween. And,
oh, that's cool.
And
your costume was outstanding, by the way.
Thank you.
Were you a pirate?
I was from
so
Peter
many
Pan.
Jokes I want to make
I
right
was
now.
Mr. Smee from Peter Pan. And
was that a pirate?
Best girlfriend ever, Melissa, was Captain Hook.
She looked. I didn't recognize her. I said to Dorothy. Is that Melissa? Yeah, look at the eyes.
Yeah, well, Melissa's daughter, Summer Donovan, makes costumes for a living.
That's what a great name.
It's called Shakespeare's
Workshop. Summer Donovan.
Yeah.
Is she related to Ray Donovan?
Her maiden name was Summer Shakespeare.
I tried to name my daughter Summer, and I couldn't get it, so her middle name's Summer.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, Summer Shakespeare.
You couldn't get it?
I lost that battle. You couldn't sell it? Yeah, I lost it.
Couldn't sell it?
Also on studio,
super fan Tom White.
Super fan and Charger fan Tom White, who's very angry right now.
Well, more disappointed than angry, I have to
say. No, you were angry last night watching Kansas City beat up Denver, and you're going... How did we lose to these guys?
Yeah, exactly. How did we lose? That was an abysmal performance last night by the Broncos. I couldn't believe that that's the way it went.
That Chiefs defense came ready to play.
We'll get to football.
I agree, and we'll talk about that. Just a deplorable game plan by Denver, but we will get to that shortly.
First of all, good morning, Las Vegas. We hope you have an exciting weekend planned. Here's what's happening this weekend, brought to you by Sunrun Solar Company. If you've been thinking about getting solar energy, give us a call for a no-obligation appointment at 702-883-1111 and leave us a message, and we'll get back to you. And then we got back in time from Disney to go to the G2E Gaming Convention.
How was that?
Well, you know, it's interesting to see all the new technology and the new slot machines and the games and stuff.
How was the turnout? I heard it wasn't as busy as in past years.
I don't know. I don't know about how busy it was, but you know, it's amazing. And Melissa was amazed at how many different slot machines there are.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
More ways to lose money.
Well, and our friend and friend of the show, John English, was telling us that if you go to the European show, it's like five times the size.
Correct. I think it's called ICE. That's in London.
I think you're right.
I was talking to someone in the industry. They said that it blows the G2E away, and there's three times as many slot machines to choose from there.
Now, that's at the Sands Exposition Center, isn't it?
It was at Sands Expo, and then John works for a company called Global Market Advisors, and they're like the Bible. You know, they do a daily tip sheet, and they invited us to go to the dinner. We had a terrific dinner at Therapy, a restaurant in East Fremont, so thank you, John English, and everybody at Global Market Advisors. Birthday wishes to our friend Chris Phillips from Zoe Bowie, and also Kevin Gallagher from Porchlight Grill, having a big birthday blowout party tonight at the Red Rock. Tickets are available for the Pitbull of Comedy. Stand-up comedian Bobby Slayton is returning next weekend, 8 p.m. and 10 p.m. at the Comedy Works at the Plaza Hotel Showroom. Tickets are $20 and $40 to see legendary stand-up comic Bobby Slayton. Our friend legendary comic, another legendary comic, George Wallace, appears at the Westgate Hotel and Casino. If you've never seen George Wallace, he's a friend of the show. He comes on all the time. I think he said he's got 7 family members that have Super Bowl rings.
Wow.
So he's got a lot of sports people in his family. The Hilarious 7, hosted by comedian John Hilder, makes you laugh all weekend at 9 p.m. at the Night Owl Showroom at the new OYO Las Vegas, formerly Hooters Hotel. Tickets are $34.95. Congratulations to our friend, magician Tommy Wind, opened his new magic show at the OYO Hotel. Shows at 5 p.m. every night. You may have seen Tommy Wind on the CW's Master of Illusion TV show, and good luck to Tommy. Neil, you do a little magic, don't you?
Very little.
Very
yes.
little magic. Yeah. Just tell jokes and very do illustrations. Little.
He makes most of his money disappear.
Yes. 6-time Grammy Award winner Dionne Warwick performs at Cleopatra's Bar at Caesar's Palace with her iconic hit songs like Say a Little Prayer, Do You Know the Way to San Jose, and I'll Never Fall in Love Again. Tickets start at $125 for an intimate experience. There's only 110 seats in there to find out what you get when you fall in love. And some would say... crabs. It's all kinds of things.
Camera. What?
I don't know.
Did I just hear you right?
If you've ever felt like you're up Schitt's Creek, this Saturday, 8 p.m., you can see the cast of the TV show Schitt's Creek up close and personal, including former SCTV stars Eugene Levy and Catherine O'Hara.
Who are hilarious.
From Canadian friends of yours.
Yeah, they've done a bunch of movies together that are great, including Best in Show, which I still love.
I love that one.
Oh, it's the best. Then they did a couple of others.
They're sharing stories. Well, Eugene Levy was in all those American Pie movies.
He was known for
his eyebrows.
Teaching his son how to properly use an apple pie.
Maybe he can play with the Lakers and hit another guy with eyebrows.
They've got behind-the-scenes footage at the Chelsea Showroom at the Cosmopolitan Hotel and Casino. Tickets start at only $49. Saturday, 8 p.m., Phil Collins appears in his Not Dead Yet tour.
He looks dead. Have you seen a picture of him?
And I think they keep him in formaldehyde.
We saw that concert here last year.
Well, oh, was it good?
It's terrific.
He's by himself?
No, as a matter of
his
fact.
His son, I think, is playing.
As a matter of fact, no, he's not, but he can barely walk.
Oh, so wonderful.
He has a cane, and he comes out kind of real
rickety,
shaky, sits down in a chair, and then everything behind him becomes a massive rock and roll show.
You know, I saw Brian Wilson over at the Hard Rock. They sit him behind a piano, or baby grand. He's in a wheelchair, can't sing anymore. I thought he was dead.
Yeah, well, I really did. Phil Collins can still sing. That's the only thing he can do.
Okay.
And his son now plays the drums, who's 18 years old, and crushes it.
Well,
he's
Phil
terrific.
Was an amazing drummer.
Absolutely. I would highly suggest going to see the show. Okay. He sounds great. He sits in that chair for the whole thing. He gets up at one point and walks over stage right, does something, and walks back, sits down again.
That's Saturday at 8 p.m. at T-Mobile. How's that?
How about tonight at T-Mobile? That's a real show.
This is like the MLB pregame show. I'm waiting. I'm 86.
I know you guys are chomping at the bit to talk about baseball. 86-year-old Willie Nelson is on the road again at the Venetian
86.
Theater, showing you what cannabis can do to make sure you have a long
life. I went
life.
And saw him like a couple years ago, and I started talking to my buddy who I was with next to it, and the guy in front of me shushed me because we were having a conversation. And Willie
during a Willie Nelson concert.
I was like, I'm at a concert and just got shushed. It was the craziest thing in my life.
Funny? Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I can understand it sometimes, but.
Crazy.
How does he keep his hair at 86 years old? I mean, he still has his hair.
It's braided. That's how. I don't know.
But is it real or is it a wig? Extensions. You know, everybody's selling extensions.
Willie Nelson's wearing extensions. I think he's on the road again. But if you've ever seen Willie Nelson, if you've never seen Willie Nelson, you got to
see. He's on the road again?
He's on the road.
I saw Tony Bennett.
Oh my God!
Oh, just recently.
You know what? Let me tell you something. He can't hold the notes anymore.
No.
But he can hit every single one of them.
Speaking of real hair, Tony Bennett's been wearing a tube for 30 years.
I didn't know that. I did not know that.
As a bald person, I would think that you would keep up on things like that.
We doing another bald joke.
We had Professor Mark Weir in here doing his own
bald. I have wavy hair. It's waving bye-bye every day.
We recommend our friends the Bronx Wanderers performing everything from doo-wop to Queen at the Matt Franco Theater at the Links. Tickets start at $59.99. Also recommend Elvis Presley's Heartbreak Hotel in concert, 8 p.m. at Harrah's You should call it Harris. I call it Harass. Las Vegas, starring Eddie Clendenning. Heartbreak Hotel tells the early story of Elvis starting in Tupelo with great archival films and pictures with an outstanding musical cast of performers. Tamara is a local singer that just knocks it out of the park. Saturday, November 3rd, the Las Vegas Philharmonic features the movie music of Danny Elfman. Conductor maestro Donato Cabrera is going to be returning in studio to talk about the show. As of yesterday, there were only 85 seats available. Vegas loves its 70-piece Philharmonic. Our brother and two-time Grammy-nominated vocalist Clint Holmes is getting the band back together for his October 25th show at Green Valley Ranch. In our What's Eating You department, restaurant news with Jeffrey with a G, Thursday, 7 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. Is this the right name of the restaurant, China Poblano?
It's actually pronounced China Poblano. It's a...
is that a person's name?
No. So the concept, which is inside of... the Cosmopolitan Hotel is half of it's Chinese and half of it's in Mexican cuisine. So when you walk into the restaurant,
would that be called Chexican?
Okay, or Mexinese. on the right hand side, you'll see a little woman there making homemade flour tortillas.
Why is she a little woman?
She's, you know how those little Mexican women are.
Oh,
they never talk. They're always making the corn tortillas.
Sure, they're in every movie.
On the other
side
of the door is another little woman, a Chinese lady, and she's stretching fresh noodles.
Oh.
And so you can go in there and have both cuisines under one roof, and they're doing an unbelievable a dinner or themed dinner, I believe, on Dia de los Muertos, no?
Yeah, Day of the Dead Festival with mezcal and tapas, tasting stations, traditional face painting, sugar skull cookie decorating, and a photo booth. Tickets are $65 and available at secretburger.com. You want to talk about the concept of the Secret Burger at all?
Secret Burger is a new concept that came about in the last year. A good friend of mine, Jolene Menina, came up with it, where she allows the public to go to restaurants and try quote-unquote off-the-menu dishes by buying tickets pre-sold in advance. And so as a restaurant owner slash chef, you can be creative and start coming up with new dishes that you don't...
Chef Sonia did that.
Chef Sonia's had a few of the Secret Burger events. I mean, Esther's Kitchen has done it. Sparrow and Wolf has done it. Black Sheep has done it. Most of the well-known chefs and restaurants in town have already done it. And it's a brilliant concept.
So you don't know what you're getting?
Well, no. When you buy the ticket, you know exactly what you're buying. You're buying a ticket for this dish on this day at a certain time at your favorite restaurant or a new restaurant that you may not...
What do tickets go for?
They range, depending on the dinner. I've seen them range anywhere from literally $20 to $180.
And I was surprised that it's not a burger. I thought it was always going to be a burger, but it's different.
And a lot of people have that misconception. It's actually really just an off-the-menu or secret item that you don't normally find. From the restaurant standpoint, from the chef standpoint, it's risk adverse because they know in advance how many tickets have been sold.
Sure.
They buy the amount of ingredients they need for those dishes.
And everything else,
and then everything else is gravy, correct?
So you can go to secretburger.com. And
correct. And then there'll be multiple cities on there. So click on Las Vegas and then look for the China Poblano event. I think tickets are $65.
Hey, Jeffrey, on another note, related to
what?
With Uber and Lyft, there's now a new food service. You know, with House Seats?
Yeah.
There's House Eats. Have you heard anything about that? What's going on with that? House Eats. What's that about?
You mentioned that to me, and my problem with that is that you don't know what you're buying.
I don't even know how it works.
You told me you paid for it and you bought it. I'm waiting for you to tell me what's going on.
Come back and let us know. Saturday, 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Clark County Amphitheater. Our friend Mark Messina has told us about this downtown in Las Vegas. Hundreds of beers, amazing bands, and the best chefs in Vegas, all at the Downtown Brew Festival. That's Saturday, 5 to 9 p.m. The Downtown Event Center is across the street from the Lou Ruvo Brain Center, and tickets are available at downtownbrewfestival.com. I think we're going to go to that. It looks fun, and I like beer. Saturday Night Rockers' Puddle of Mud play a free concert at the Fremont Street Experience. Opening act start at 5:30 p.m. Didn't they have that song about somebody's mom? Somebody's mom is hot.
Stacy's mom?
Yeah, isn't that Puddle of Mud?
No.
No.
Stacy's mom's got it going on.
Wait, yeah,
that's not Puddle of Mud. No, Puddle of Mud is She Effing Hates Me.
Oh, I love that song.
Of course you do.
She hates me. Our movie pick of the week is Zombieland Double Tap, starring Woody Harrelson, Emma Stone, and Jesse Eisenberg. Back to battle zombies in this bloody sequel. We love the first Zombieland and expect to enjoy this campy sequel. We recommend you save $10 in 2 hours by not seeing Hustlers, perhaps the worst movie of the year. It just was just terrible.
Not getting good reviews.
That's the Jennifer,
Jennifer Lopez. Jennifer Lopez. It reminded me, it's kind of a reboot of Showgirls. Only, but if you are a J-Lo fan and you've been wondering what that behind looks like, you will be satisfied with this movie.
So I've heard. Both men and women alike.
Another terrible movie that we can't recommend is Ad Astra with Bradley Pitt. I call him Bradley. Spoiler alert, he kills his father, Tommy Lee Jones, at the end and lets him float off in space. We just saved you $4 and $20. There you go.
Why would you do
Listen to Vegas Nonstop on iHeartRadio, iTunes Radio, Google Play, Spotify, Alexa, on Amazon, and our website. We've got two tickets to give away to any homeowners interested in learning about solar energy. Give us a call at 702-883-1111. Next up in studio, former Major League pitcher Josh Towers, pitching coach and illustrator Neil Portnoy, superfan Tom White, and our co-host Jeffrey with a G. Kramer, stay tuned. Jonathan Scott, host of Vegas Nonstop, here to introduce you to my friends at Sunrun Solar, a partner with Costco since 2012. We've all heard about the benefits and savings of alternative energy. I don't know about you, but my electric bill for August was $330, which is crazy for a 1,700-square-foot house. If you install solar energy by the end of the year, you may qualify for a 30% tax credit. If you've been wondering about solar, we would like to visit you with a complimentary home analysis to see if you qualify. To sweeten the deal, if you make an in-home appointment with me and qualify, we'll give you a $250 gift card and two comp tickets to the Hilarious 7 comedy show at the all-new OUO Hotel. Sunrun Solar offers two options. Number one is no cost with no upfront cost for free home solar conversion. And number two is buy and own your own solar. Give me a call at 702-883-1111, 702-883-1111, or register on our VegasNonstop.com website. Solar Energy, the smart choice for Las Vegas.
For more than 35 years, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing has been servicing the Las Vegas Valley for general repairs, water conditioning, water line detection, and so much more. Specializing in bathroom and kitchen remodeling, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing and A.A. Cassaro Construction feature over 35 years of satisfied customers. A.A. Cassaro is family-owned and operated. Check out aacassaroplumbing.com today.
At Comfort Care Dental Group in Las Vegas, we know there's more to great smiles than teeth. We provide trusted, comfortable care tailored to your individual needs. We offer appointments 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and on Saturdays and Sundays, so you won't have to miss work. Plus, patients with insurance pay $0 out-of-pocket for teeth cleanings. You can schedule an appointment online anytime, 24/7 at ccdgp.com. See why our patients can't stop smiling. Plenty of free parking, so call or book today. Comfort Care Dental Group on 7th Street off Charleston.
Are you in the market for a used car? Las Vegas Auto Sales specializes in financing entertainers and hospitality workers. Las Vegas Auto Sales can get you finance if you have bad credit, a repo, or a bankruptcy. Easy approval on great used cars under $10,000. Drive off in a new ride today. $1,000 gets you rolling.
Ballers welcome.
Las Vegas Auto Sales, 2901 South Highland Avenue, next to Treasures. Visit their website at lasvegasautosales.com for the best used car deals. Las Vegas Auto Sales, 702-877-1212. That's 702-877-1212.
You're listening to Sports 920, The Game.
Everybody, John the Child with Vegas Nonstop here on 920 The Game. In studio, former pitcher, Major League pitcher, Josh Towers, and baseball coach, pitching coach Neil Portnoy.
And pitcher.
And Jeffrey with a G, line one, and super fan Tom White. Jeffrey with a G, I'm going to toss to you and talk about what's happening in playoffs. Bring us up to speed.
You got to stop throwing me those knuckleballs, man.
It was a changeup. It's really what
you
it was
do it. No, you do it.
It.
No,
a
you do
change
it.
Changeup. So Astros are leading against the Yankees 3-1. They need one more to go to the big game.
They do, and then that game will take place today, which was originally a travel day. Due to the rain out 2 days ago, though, there will be no time off for these guys. So tonight is do or die for the Yankees. They have their backs against the wall. They are at home in the Bronx, and we're going to have, Paxton against Verlander.
Advantage Houston pitching staff, advantage Yankee pitching staff. Josh?
Oh, 100% Houston.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you look at the last three games, the Yankees can't hit.
Explain why to our viewers.
Because they got starters that can pitch deep in a game. They got starters they trust. And the bullpen's set up based on necessity and, all right.
Houston's bullpen.
Yeah, these guys, you're going to face these guys, not based on something premeditated like you're going to pitch. I don't want my bullpen pitching in the fifth or sixth inning if they don't have to, right? I want my starters to be able to dictate the pace of the game. And these guys are really good. So, I mean, it's putting Houston's bullpen, who's already really good, in a better position to succeed.
Are the starters on a pitch count? Or does pitch count really matter this late?
It does. No, there's pitch counts everywhere. It's very important. Yeah, there are pitch counts.
More so for Verlander maybe than Paxton, but...
Now,
go ahead. Verlander goes deep into games almost every start, right?
He's not over 100 pitches.
He's not coming out in the fifth like Greinke was last night, right?
Correct.
Between he and Cole... You're going to almost guarantee yourself six-plus innings.
With all the analytics that are going on today, and Josh and I talked about this off camera because, I mean, I'm old, so I'm really old school. And Josh is, you know, a former – I don't call him a former player. He was a player.
He's a professional baseball player.
Here's the one thing that I always have an issue with. You're going through the third time in the order. You go in with a game plan. Your pitching coach sits down with you, which you are now. You're a pitching coach at the single A level with the Mets. You go in with a game plan and you say, this guy, his weakness, his strengths are this. You're gonna pitch this hitter this way. Now you come around to that third time that they're facing you in the order. Josh, what changes?
As far as what? What do you mean?
I think it depends.
The way you pitch.
I think it depends how you went through them the first two rounds.
Yeah, it does. I'm setting them up. Like I learn about everybody. There's certain guys that I've seen they take the first pitch, their first two at bats every time. Then their third at bat, they swing at the first pitch.
Okay.
Like, I learn tendencies. I'll learn what times and what counts that they go from their normal swing to choking up and widen out. Like, I'm watching all of this stuff. What a lot of people don't understand as a starting pitcher, I'm setting you up. I'm going to get you to do what I want you to do. So you notice that in, what, the 21, 22 games, whatever, they've scored a run in the first inning in, like, 18 of them or something.
Yep.
The first inning is the hardest pitch because I haven't set you up for anything yet, right? So now I'm just filling out the game. They have an advantage, and then once I start to set you up, now I start to get you to do what I want. A la Zach Greinke last night, they had a good game plan of waiting him out. If you look back to last year, Zach Greinke threw the least amount of strikes. He makes it look like a strike, like we talk about, but it's not.
Right.
The Yankees did.
He gets them swinging at it.
The Yankees did a really good job of saying, you know, we're going to take. They put themselves in a good position, but then you get guys like Sanchez and Torres, who are
first ball swingers.
Oh, they're just overly aggressive, and they can't help themselves, and they swing and end that. So they had a great game plan coming in versus Zach, and then it kind of went away. And then Zach Greinke started to understand, oh, okay, I'm getting the corner. Oh, these guys are going to be a little bit more aggressive. So then he started to take a little bit more off, give them what they thought they were looking for, but then they really weren't.
A little more corner.
He would pull the strings on it. So then he starts separating velocity on his breaking ball, and he would get them out in front. Like, I can get you to do whatever I want to do.
Now, I know Tommy Glavine. When Glavine pitched with the Braves way back when, he would throw the ball 2 inches off that outside corner and get the call from the umpire. His next pitch was 3 inches off the corner.
And wait to see what happens.
He would wait to see how what the umpire's game plan, because they go in with the game plan.
Once again, if I establish the strike zone early, then I have him on my side. So, yeah, I'm going to start down there. I'm going to get him to start calling strikes, and then I'm going to walk it out until he stops or until they stop swinging, either one or both. And once he stops, then I'll stop. But if they're still swinging, I'll keep going.
How much do you talk with your catcher? Because I know I played every inning, I would sit down and say, in between, absolutely.
That's why they can't hit, because they don't have the time to think about hitting.
Yep.
Because if it's not the pitching coach, if it's not the pitcher, if it's not the manager, they're always being talked to. So the next thing you know, it's like, oh, I'm up? and then they got to go. So meanwhile, shortstops and outfielders are working on their swing, processing every pitch that are thrown with all that dead time. The catcher's involved in everything, yep. and he never has time to think.
Yep.
So catchers don't need to hit. They don't have time to.
Let me ask you guys something, because I've learned so much from both of you over the years. You're always talking about disrupting timing.
Correct.
You've taught me how you could take the same lineup and move a few guys mm-hmm. in different places, and it changes everything. And obviously,
the Yankees tried
yesterday. Aaron Boone's been trying to do that, right? So first of all, last night was the same matchup as Game 1, in which the Yankees won in Houston 7-0, right? Yep. Greinke and Tanaka.
Do you know the statistics? When you win the first game, statistically, after that, it's like 30% of that team winning the series. It's really low.
I would think it would imagine also if you're on the road or at home. But
no, it didn't matter. But I was
so a couple of big differences for me from last night's game. Yeah. You didn't have Stanton. He's been out of the lineup since that game one, right?
Probably better, yeah.
You say it's better, and I was saying the same thing too. But hold on though. Having him in that lineup in the middle changes how you pitch to the guys before him and the guys after him. Because he has the ability to take one deep anytime.
They all have the ability to pitch. He gets out so much that you don't fear him anymore. Actually, you only feared him for 1 year.
Didn't he hit a home run in game one? I think he did.
Yeah, right down the middle.
I'm just saying.
Which anybody could do that.
Maybe he had a groove pitch. I'm just saying. And the other thing I noticed last night is, how come Boone wasn't changing his lineup to where, and this was weird for me, guys like Didi ninth in some games.
Okay,
Cameron Maben and Boone are really the only guys in the lineup that have speed. Okay? At all. There's really no speed in that lineup other than maybe those three guys, and specifically Maben, because he's really a professional leadoff guy.
Yep.
Why wouldn't Boone be a little more traditional, seeing that DJ is struggling, right? Don't get me wrong. MVP numbers during the regular season stud.
DJ struggling?
Yeah. I'm just saying.
Here's what I would do.
Instead of getting guys on base and setting the table for your 3, 4, 5, 6 guys.
0 for 19, correct me if I'm wrong, men in scoring position. They have not been able to drive in men in scoring position.
Correct.
Why would you not take, your first baseman, your former Colorado Rocky guy who's contact hitter? It's great to get on base, but I would move somebody else into that leadoff spot and move him down in the order to drive and run.
There's a lot of things that a lot of people don't understand.
Josh has pointed out to me, he's hitting over 400 in the series, but now he's getting on and no one's driving him
in.
And he has no speed to take a base.
Correct.
They don't steal. That's not what they do. That's not their style of baseball. They've never done that.
But when you're down 2-1 and struggling, why not just disrupt changing? Like you always say, lay down a bunt. Have Greinke come off the mound. You're at Yankee Stadium. It's a little windy. It rained the night before.
Listen, it's the same thing for a pitcher.
And they did steal second and third last night with Hicks and Judge.
Yes. But same thing for a pitcher. When you got a guy in first base, you lock, you wait, and you wait, and you wait, and you step off. You wait, you wait, you wait, and you throw over to first. What are you doing to that base runner? You're upsetting his timing. It's exactly what you're doing.
He's also hurt, by the way, Giancarlo Stanton.
We realize that. He only played 18 games all year.
So I can't run.
We just got an update. He's going to be pitching. He's in the lineup tonight.
He's a liability in the outfield. They tried him. They got Judge second. They put Hicks third. They put Torres fourth. They moved Torres up in the lineup because he's been hitting.
Yep.
Why is he hitting? Maybe because he's batting seventh and I'm going to challenge him more.
He's not seeing pitches.
So they put him in the four slot because he's hitting a little bit better. They want to get Hicks more pitches to hit, but he also gets on base because he's not afraid to walk, which is important. But they didn't factor
in. Do you like Hicks in there?
100%. But what they didn't factor in is Torres is 22 years old.
He's a kid.
And look what happened every at bat that he came up with guys on base.
He chased
pitches where no one else did.
Well, also in the field, he had, two errors last night?
Correct.
Two errors by the right side of the field in the same game.
Yeah.
Since whenever. But
you don't know. He's a 22-year-old kid. Well, the same age of kids you're coaching now in single A. You don't know mentally. This game is all mental.
Correct. You're a general and through the roof. You're at home in front of 50, 60 grand at Yankee Stadium.
They're taking it with them.
And that's the other point I was going to make. This is going to be Houston's third straight trip to the ALCS.
Sure,
they have a World Series championship during that time.
Yep.
These guys are experienced. Let me tell you something. George Springer.
But you see, Correa hits a home run in game winner. They didn't move him up. They left him in the same spot of the lineup. So why are we messing with Torres, right? You're putting a young kid in position saying, have to get a hit now.
More
right?
Pressure.
And he did. He had some really bad at bats, especially in that last at bat where they had base load and one out. He swung at three pitches out of the zone and just walked
low
the
and
previous
away.
Guy. Hicks just took a walk and he swung at three pitches that weren't strikes. You got to factor that in too. I understand what he's trying to do, but it's not as easy as you think. And just so we're clear, is Zach Greinke, who's probably going to the Hall of Fame. He didn't pitch bad game one. Six innings and three runs.
Correct.
He gave up two home runs in the sixth inning.
I think
the guy knows
runs,
what
right?
he's doing. He was 18-5 this year.
Yeah.
The kid can pitch. I don't know what people thought. They were just going to walk all over
well,
Zach Greinke
for
which is
crazy.
Well,
they took game one and thought they were going to get a blueprint
but
of that.
But he still only gave up three runs and two homers in the sixth inning.
Right.
He still pitched really well. He
well,
still
look,
knows what
we
he's
all
doing.
Know Zach's a professional. He knows he's been in his positions before. He's not afraid to find his placing on the plate and getting guys to swing, especially young guys like a Torres and some other
and
young guys.
He's not afraid to get beat on one pitch.
Correct.
You know what I mean?
Correct.
He'll come back with the same pitch, change the
now,
speed.
How old is Ursula?
The Yankees' problem last yeah. night was they had a game plan and followed in the first inning and abandoned it right afterwards.
Yep, I agree.
That
I
was
agree.
Their problem. There
and
was no
Houston's
discipline.
Game plan, you know, when they faced this pitcher from the Yankees, you know, the 6-0 win.
Tanaka.
Was they chased a lot of pitches. His ball is generally knees down. He had no split last night.
And, he had very few swing and misses as well.
Well, the split
he only had
was
one
gone.
Strikeout.
His split was setting everything else up. That was his go-to pitch, not his fastball. He would throw from the knees down. And Houston was chasing in game one. Their game plan going into the game last night was to not chase it. If it comes in at the knees down, let it go.
Let's just be honest about this. Houston's better at pitching than the Yankees are at hitting. It's just simple.
Oh, I agree.
That's a great
good
point. That's a great point.
Great
so
game.
Now I'm just curious.
Yep.
We just found out Stanton's in the lineup. We have
0-for-4 with three strikeouts.
We what tonight?
Yeah, 100%.
I don't know. Well, against Verlander, probably. I'm sure Justin knows exactly how to pitch this guy perfectly.
On normal rest.
Low and away.
Justin's,
and he's swinging.
Normal rest.
Correct.
You know,
correct.
He's, what, 37 years old, I think.
36, give or take.
Yeah, I mean,
he was only 21-5 this year.
I would not be surprised if the Yankees don't get more than four hits for the game with Verlander. I would not be surprised.
So what happens tonight? Who wins the game tonight?
Houston. They're going to close it out.
That's why I'm taking the Yankees.
Josh, during the break, you're
I'm taking the Yankees. Josh, you got Paxton on the mound. They're in Yankee Stadium. Backs against the wall. Everything says Verlander.
You're not in Seattle anymore, Paxton.
I'm going to note that we taped this show early on Friday. For those of you that are listening
yes.
on Saturday,
it's very
you're
hard.
Know what already happened.
Yes, correct.
Josh, during the break, we were talking about three different ways to pitch.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to, for our audience,
elaborate.
We were off the air when you were talking about that. And you asked Neil, you know, what three different ways that you would pitch. So
and we were in agreement. And like Josh said to me, and I respect that, he said to me, maybe I'm saying to the kids that I'm coaching now, these, you know, professional athletes.
I wasn't saying it to them. I was saying it to coaches.
Oh, maybe I'm saying it in a different way than they're not getting it. Is there another way to
there's
say it?
There's definitely a language barrier with today's 20-something athlete.
No, I just didn't know if I was asking the question correctly because there's – right, like I could ask the question, there's three ways to pitch, what are they? And you can be like, throw first pitch strikes, get hitters out, three pitches or less. It's not what I was referring to. Like, and not everybody, by the way, Neil, has the ability to pitch. Like, depending on how my shoulders are, it limits or it allows me to do certain things, right? So if my shoulders are going down, then pitching up is not a good thing. If my shoulders are back, then I'm going to pitch top to bottom more. So three ways of pitching is I'm either going to go in and out, I'm going to go up and down, or I'm going to go back and forth. Back and forth means I'm going to throw something hard to throw something slow, or I'm going to dominate the corners, work in to work out, or I'm going to raise your eye level to get you back down. There's three different styles of pitching, and that's what people don't understand. When you're watching this game, it's not blanketed. What you see Zach Greinke do is he's setting you up for certain
yep.
stuff. You see guys
yep.
take a ball, look down the middle, but they jump out of the way as if it's in. Like, he set you up to do that.
Correct me if I'm wrong. You posted something, I believe, on social media where you show two pitches by the same pitcher, and you're saying people at home sitting at home like, oh, how could you swing at that?
Yeah.
And we've watched these two balls. Was it Corbin?
I think it was Zach Morton. Charlie Morton.
Charlie Morton. It was Charlie Morton for sure from Tampa Bay.
Which, there's no way that was legit, by the way.
It was filthy.
was filthy. With the two lines
they were going down
in.
The same,
yeah,
and then
yeah.
one goes like this,
sure.
and one goes like
they,
this.
They have one with Garrett Cole that shows four pitches, and that's what we're talking about, too, right? So I need to make the ball look as straight as possible, as long as possible. So
yeah,
once
for 55
you,
feet.
No,
for
Josh, half of that.
He came up with a great point, and something a lot of our viewers will not understand. 60 feet, 6 inches, you're 6'3", 6'4", you've got the long stride, you're
step.
Landing, you're throwing it about 54 feet, thereabouts, right, 53, 54
yeah, yeah.
feet. You want to make that pitch look the same for as long as possible, and you do that by throwing down off the hill, which was changed because of Bob Gibson
and
years
release
ago.
Points.
Right.
And release
your release
points,
point.
Right?
Your release point should be the same in all your pitches.
So
you want it to
be the exact same.
I want to ask you both something because it's been a topic in this postseason, I think more than ever before. tipping pitches. I've heard about it 3-4 times already.
No, not tipping.
Hold on. In the last game five against Tampa Bay and Houston.
Right. That's the only guy that was tipping. These guys were in there using cameras to steal pitches. Sure. And then
relaying it back. And I understand which is garbage. And I understand that. Explain to the listeners about tipping pitches when a pitcher.
Everybody tips. Because some of us are a lot better hiding it.
I agree. Everybody.
Explain what it means to the listeners when you say tipping pitches. Like how your shoulders are, up or down, or where your arm releases.
It may be on the glove. Correct me if I'm wrong, Josh, but most of the tipping will go on how he's holding his hand
in the glove.
In other words, you're tipping a pitch, what you're going to throw before you throw it.
You're signaling it to the
pitcher. If you're going
to
throw your fastball.
Not purposely.
Jonathan, if you're going to throw your fastball, your hand will go in your glove for your grip a certain way.
To find those seams.
Right. If you're going
to
throw that new pitch, you're throwing that knuckle curve, which I still don't get. It's stupid. I had a pitcher in college that threw it. Get rid of it. They'll hold it a different way. Now, what a lot of the major league pitchers have started doing is they're spinning the ball
in the glove. Yeah, I've seen that.
I've noticed that a lot lately.
Yep.
So you can't pick it up. You got to remember, there's cameras everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
I was in my house the other day, and I said goodbye to my dog, Cooper. Cooper, I'll be back. Google said, hasta la vista. Well, I'll be here. Who the hell's talking to you?
Someone's talking to the dog. Yeah. Tom White's got a question.
Hey, before we end this segment, I just want to say I think we should talk a little bit about the Nationals and give a little props
we're definitely
to those
get
guys.
We'll get there, yeah.
That was a pretty impressive performance, I thought, all the way around.
I go back, if we're talking – we already talked about the Dodgers series, right?
Yeah.
They took it to St. Louis from game one. They came out of that Dodgers series loosey-goosey. Their starters were on point. Their hitters are – All contributing
momentum.
Anthony Rendon. I mean, Zimmerman's hitting. You had something on again social media about Bryce Harper. I didn't understand why there's a conversation about Bryce right now because the team is now succeeding without him.
Yeah, everybody's talking about it. They're like taking jabs at Bryce for not being on the team, and now the team's in the postseason and going to the World Series. And I was trying to explain to people what do you mean? Like, what is Bryce thinking? He's probably happy for his friends.
He came out today and said, I couldn't be happier for them.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Couldn't be happier for them.
People are, taking jabs at the kid. And listen, here's what I want everybody to understand. This is what I'm trying to say. If they signed Bryce Harper, they couldn't sign Corbin, and they couldn't sign those catchers.
Right. Or Para.
They couldn't sign any of those guys because they didn't have enough money. And they also, and like I said, go to work, any of you guys go to work, and your boss says, hey, we're going to pay you a third less, but we'll give it to you when you're 65 years old. Now, I know that not too many men in my family have lived past 62 years, so I don't think too many people are going to say, pay me a third of my money that you are going to pay me every year when I'm 65 and I might not be alive. So tell me how that works out.
You're referring to the deal that the Nationals originally offered him
somebody else comes in and says, hey, we're going to give you a heck of a lot more money and we'll pay it to you now. Nobody's going to turn that down. Bryce wanted to stay in Washington. That's what I don't think people understand. The point is if he did stay, there's no Corbin, and there's probably no Gomes and Suzuki, maybe one or the other. There's not enough money for everybody. So they don't have the battery, the important part of why are we in this position, Houston and Washington? Because they can flat-out pitch. They don't have that if they sign Bryce. They can't have it all. People don't get that.
You're listening to Vegas Nonstop here on 920 The Game. We're going to come back with more with Josh Towers in studio, Neil Portnoy, Tom White, and, of course, Jeffrey with the G, Line 1. Stay right where you are. Jonathan Scott, host of Vegas Nonstop, here to introduce you to my friends at Sunrun Solar, a partner with Costco since 2012. We've all heard about the benefits and savings of alternative energy. I don't know about you, but my electric bill for August was $330, which is crazy for a 1,700-square-foot house. If you install solar energy by the end of the year, you may qualify for a 30% tax credit. If you've been wondering about solar, we would like to visit you with a complimentary home analysis to see if you qualify. To sweeten the deal, if you make an in-home appointment with me and qualify, we'll give you a $250 gift card and two comp tickets to the Hilarious 7 comedy show at the all-new OUO Hotel. Sunrun Solar offers two options. Number one is no cost with no upfront cost for free home solar conversion. And number two is buy and own your own solar. Give me a call at 702-883-1111, 702-883-1111, or register on our VegasNonstop.com website. Solar Energy, the smart choice for Las Vegas.
A Las Vegas, Millennium Window Tinting on Eastern and Sunset invites you to get out of the sun and have your car, home, and office treated with energy-efficient 3M window tinting. Tinting your windows adds an extra layer of protection from both the sun and from intruders who can't steal what they can't see. Why wait till it's 120 degrees to shield yourself from the blistering heat? Millennium Window Tints offer same-day service and mention Vegas Nonstop for a special offer. Millennium Window Tints, authorized by the 3M Corporation. Schedule window tinting for your car, home, or business at their website, millenniumtints.com. That's millenniumtints.com at Sunset and Eastern.
Are you in the market for a used car? Las Vegas Auto Sales specializes in financing entertainers and hospitality workers. Las Vegas Auto Sales can get you financed if you have bad credit, a repo, or a bankruptcy. Easy approval on great used cars under $10,000. Drive off in a new ride today. $1,000 gets you rolling.
Ballers welcome.
Las Vegas Auto Sales, 2901 South Highland Avenue, next to Treasures. Visit their website at LasVegasAutoSales.com for the best used car deals. Las Vegas Auto Sales, 702-877-1212. That's 702-877-1212.
At Comfort Care Dental Group in Las Vegas, we know there's more to great smiles than teeth. We provide trusted, comfortable care tailored to your individual needs. We offer appointments 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and on Saturdays and Sundays, so you won't have to miss work. Plus, patients with insurance pay $0 out-of-pocket for teeth cleanings. You can schedule an appointment online anytime, 24/7 at ccdgp.com. See why our patients can't stop smiling. Plenty of free parking, so call or book today. Comfort Care Dental Group on 7th Street off Charleston.
You're listening to Sports 920, the game.
Okay, here we go. We got a real pressure cooker going here. Two down, nobody on, no score, bottom of the ninth. There's the windup, and there it is, a line shot up the middle. Look at him go. This boy can really fly. He's rounding first and really turning it on now. He's not letting up at all. He's going to drive the second. The ball is bottled out center, and here comes the throw, and what a throw. He's going to slide in head first. Here he comes. He's out. No way. Second base. This kid really makes things happen out there. Matter steps up to the plate. Here's the trench, and he's going, and what a jump he's got. He's trying the third. Here's the throw. And in the dirt. Safe at third. Holy cow, stolen base. Taking a pretty big lead out there. Almost daring him to try and pick him off. Pitcher glances over, winds up, and it's fun and down the third baseline. The suicide squeezes on. Here he comes. Squeeze play is going to be close. Here's the throw. Here's the play at the plate. Holy cow, I think he's going to make it.
Stop. Will you love me forever? Do you need me? Will you never leave me? Will you make me so happy for the rest of my life? Will you take me away? Will you make me wife? Do you love me?
And of course, that's Meatloaf. And I was calling it Dashboard Confessional, but Bobby said it's not the name of the song.
What's the name of the song?
it's Meatloaf from a bat like a bat out of hell, and I just love that baseball segment. Baseball in studio. Not former, but current pitcher, Josh Towers.
There you go, love it.
And not just an illustrator, but a baseball coach.
But you could say former pitcher for me because I couldn't hit the glass.
He used to throw a spitball, but that's only because he talks a lot. And super fan Tom White and my co-host for the last almost 10 years, Jeffrey Lutz,
10 years.
Line one, go ahead. All right, you want to talk a little bit about the Nationals and how that series went, or you just want to keep going about Yankees and Astros and what it's going to look like?
I was surprised that the Nationals did it so easily. They jumped on the Cardinals almost every game in the first inning. We saw 7-0, 4-0. It was just... they just took the wind out of their sails and never looked back.
They got on a run, you know. And
they were one of seven teams that swept and never was behind in
ever in the series
in any game in history of baseball. One of seven teams.
Wow. I believe, and I don't know if this is true, that the Red Sox did the same thing when they won the World Series against St. Louis after beating the Yankees in 2004 when they swept the Cardinals. I don't think they ever trailed.
Yeah, they didn't know what hit them. They just came right out of the chute and started putting runs on the board.
They had three games with 11-plus strikeouts, which is almost unheard of.
But look at that pitching staff. Can you imagine what a World Series will be with, as Jeffrey said, How many Hall of Fame pitchers are going to be
at least five
facing each other? I mean, it's right? going to be fun.
I don't know if Cole's a Would Hall of Famer yet.
Would you rather go to a game that's 10-8 or 1-0?
I've been to both. It's so hard to say.
10-8.
I like them both. I like them both, honestly.
Right.
I appreciate both sides of the game. I really do. Because when you get a guy who's on a groove, I mean, there's nothing like watching a pitcher paint the strike zone and just making the batters look silly.
I love to watch a pitcher set up a hitter because I know what he's doing. Most people wouldn't be able to dissect it to that.
I got a question for Josh. What's the name of that pitcher that he does the scarecrow kind of thing?
Former Red Sox, Kimbrough, yeah.
What do you think of that crazy setup? I mean, was there anybody else that would...
You're asking the
I
right guy.
I remember Ted Abernathy, you know, was a pitcher that was be a sidearm
Submariner. Abernathy came underneath.
And then you had Quisenberry, remember, in the 80s?
Passed away a number of years ago.
I know, but he was in that famous KC St. Louis World Series.
That's right.
I mean, the guys just find different ways to throw.
There's a couple guys still throwing underneath.
Oh, what was the kid from the Yankees? Byung-Hun Kim.
Yeah, but
he used to almost scrape his knuckles on the ground coming up.
They're throwing mid-80s at most.
And that movement's just crazy.
Well, what do they call it? The frisbee?
Yeah.
The pitcher comes in and goes up? That's crazy. It's nuts.
So I think that this is going to be Astros Nationals.
Yeah. It's almost impossible for them. I mean, the Yankees have an opportunity, but it's going to be almost impossible. I mean, you got to beat Justin Verlander, you got to beat Garrett Cole, and if you do that, then you got to beat
Game 7 in Houston.
Urquidy and the rest of the bullpen. Right? It's going to be tough. You're down 3-1. They needed to win that game 2, where they had the opportunity and they pulled out. And then last night was huge. I think that's why a lot of people bet them last night, because it really was a must win for them. And so a lot of people just thought that. And then
guilty.
The misconception of Zach Greinke, I think it kind of tricked a couple of you.
It wasn't the misconception. It was that with the Yankees having their backs at the wall at home, I just thought they'd be able to get to him for a few runs. They actually scored first in the game last night. They were up 1-0. Was
on
that on a sack
play? Loaded walk.
Stay tuned, sports fans. We're gonna know next week what it's all
so
about.
So, guys, who do you like in the Nationals Astros World Series? I'm assuming Astros will have home field, right? It's no longer based on the All-Star game.
Yeah. Go ahead, Josh. What do you think of that?
I think they're dead equal. I said the only thing you can give favors to for Houston is the fact that it's going to be at home, and then they don't have this amount of time off the Nationals have off. The Nationals having like 5 days off, 6 days off, whatever it's going to be. So that's never
fun. Does that hurt them?
Yeah, it's not good.
What about the team that hasn't had a day off and has to go right into it?
Yeah, but it's momentum.
Yeah, that's why the Cardinals and Nationals were so good coming into the postseason, because they had played meaningful baseball for the last few months.
Right.
Where a lot of these guys had already clinched a long time ago, so then you're trying to set your lineup. You're not playing games that necessarily you have to win, so it changes things. And then, obviously, the big series in L.A. and the pitching was the difference for Washington. I think it's dead even, but given that it's in Houston, I think they have the advantage, and then the days off. I'm pulling for the Nationals.
Me too.
Now, if you could explain something to me, and you may have already done that, but when you talk about the culture of a team, what do you mean by that? You know, so getting back to Bryce Harper and him leaving the Nationals, how did that change the culture? I've never heard that term used in baseball before.
I mean, there's definitely a culture. I mean, I asked some guys with the Red Sox last time they won the World Series when they thought that – when did you know? I told him, when did you know you won the World Series? He told me July. I knew in 2009.
From last year's team?
From whenever the Red Sox won last year, last time.
In July they knew.
In July. Not last year's team.
I could see it.
So let's call it 2013,
so
whatever.
2009, I knew in August the Yankees would win the World Series when I was there. Like, you just knew. There's a culture. Like, whenever we start to do things for ourselves, like, just it just means something to us, kind of like how Houston is. Houston does that thing in the camera. And they, whatever, like, that's their thing, right? They're coming together as a team, and they're out there for each other, and it's not about other distractions. So, and then there's players that, like, you need certain guys. They just make the clubhouse environment, atmosphere so much better. And there's guys that, like, it's just like, Jesus Christ, this guy again? And it's deflating. I mean, I'm with you 8 months a year. I mean, we're doing everything together, so we have to – I see you, by the way, more than I see my wife or my kids, right? So we have to get along pretty good. So the atmosphere in the clubhouse becomes very important. And some people do a really good job of it, and some people not so much.
Let's talk about the management now.
Well, I was going to say, Joe Maddon going back to the Angels.
Yeah. But here's my take on managing. You've got a not a seasoned manager in Washington. He hasn't been managing that long. They started off horrendous in the beginning of the year. They pulled it together. Something, you know, the light bulb switched on. You've got Houston manager who's low-key, knows his players. We used to do stupid things like get all our players together in a circle and say things like, you know, tell me something that nobody here knows about you. You know, break it up.
Yeah, team building, change it up a bit.
Yeah, so I mean, that's going to enter in. We'll never see any of that. But we don't know why Washington, all of a sudden that light switch turned on, and they're really gelling as a team.
What did they start the season, 13 and what?
They were terrible.
19-31.
Yeah. 19-31. Yeah. 12 games below 500. Wow.
You know, Houston, at the beginning of the year, everybody predicted they're the best team in baseball. They'll be in the World Series. You know, nobody had Washington.
Yeah.
So, like Josh said, it's really a pretty even matchup. You don't know, put on that type of stage, the team makeup that you have, the management that you have, how are all of those ingredients going
all
to come together?
Together? And like Josh says, it's a long season. It's 162 games. A lot happens. You know, being able to stay together through those downtimes is
huge. I mean, I
can't
get out of my head right now. Josh and I were talking off set. You know, his 16-year-old son now got the opportunity to come dress up in uniform and watch his dad.
Oh, that's awesome.
To me, that's awesome. You know what? That hits me.
Oh, he wasn't worried about me.
I love that.
He was worried about meeting the dudes and the prospects that we had on the team. He was hanging out with them. I never saw the kids.
think about it.
I didn't see
that. That reminds me of... What? Oh, yeah. It reminds me of when I went to the Hall of Fame induction with Cal Ripken Jr. and Tony Gwynn.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, that was a great one. And if you've never been to the Baseball Hall of Fame, that's the place. So we only have a few minutes left, and we haven't talked about football at all.
Let's get into it.
Last night, Flacco was sackoed. How many times?
Nine
times?
Wow.
All of a sudden, Casey has the best pass rush in the league.
Again, we're on tape delay, and I see Patrick Mahomes is going to be out for three games, so it's not—
More like 6 weeks.
Yeah, so it's not terrible.
Popped his knee back in.
He dislocated
the knee. Jeff, you want to give us a pick three? And Tom, I want you to jump in a little bit of football as well.
Yeah. I'll give you a pick three. So first of all, the Buffalo Bills are at home this weekend against the Miami Dolphins. Buffalo is a divisional game. Buffalo's got a great defense. I don't see Miami getting on the board, except maybe with a field goal. As we all know, they're pretty much tanking the season.
One point, they'll get 6 points.
But I don't see Buffalo putting up too many points either. They just don't have that offensive prowess. I'm going to go under 41 in the Bills game. And then, Jonathan, your game, your Chicago Bears are at home. They're off a bye week and previously lost to the, soon-to-be Vegas Raiders in London. And I got to tell you, the Raiders look good with that defense, man. And they have a bunch of injuries. Tyrell Williams hasn't been healthy.
Bears are playing the Saints.
I understand that. They're back at home, though, off that bye and after losing two. But they're playing a 5-1 Saints team who is 5-0 since Drew Brees went out. Yeah. And they're running the ball. Kamara is not 100%. That defense is incredible. What's that?
I don't think Kamara's playing.
I'm not sure if he is or not. But they have enough on that team running-wise where they can stay in that game. I think that... the Saints plus +3 for me. Actually, it's plus +3.5 now. I love that game as well. And I'll give you one more play real quickly. I'm going to take Detroit Lions at home against Minnesota Vikings. Don't sleep on the Lions. That defense is great. They got hosed by the referees against Green Bay with those two hand-to-the-face penalties, which is whatever. I think they bounce back this week. Kirk Cousins is who we thought he was.
You know, one of the interesting things about the season as it's been playing out is there's a lot of, I think, less parity this year than I've seen in the longest time. There's some really good teams, some really bad teams.
But you don't know who the good ones
are. You don't. You just never know.
Or when they're going to show up.
You know, with the exception of the Patriots, as always, and the astounding San Francisco 49ers.
Love the 49ers, but don't be fooled by the Patriots, guys. After they play the Jets this weekend and more than likely go 7-0, they have a very tough schedule.
That's
true. They've had the softest schedule to date. And that offense is hurting.
Well, they always have a soft schedule playing the AFC East. I mean, I've been saying for years we should have a supplemental draft just to build up the Bills and the Jets and the Dolphins. Because if they split with the Patriots, it would be such a God blessing to the rest of the league.
But the end of the year, the Patriots is still going to raise the the Lombardi Trophy.
No way.
You don't think so?
No.
All right, Josh. Any picks this week?
Yeah, I like the Jets. I like the Bears. I haven't fully looked at this. I got a couple more days on it, but I do lean those guys right now.
I like the Jets plus 10 with Bradford back.
I don't mind the Colts at home.
Darnold back.
And then the Rams, I think, are going to handle Atlanta.
All righty. Thank you, Josh Towers. Thank you, Neil Portner. Thank you, Tom White. Thank you, Jeffrey with G-Line 1. Again, thank you to our sponsor, Sunrun. Give us a call at 702-883-1111. Schedule an appointment and get a couple of comp tickets to go see the Hilarious 7. If you see us out, please say hello. And as always, eat well and party hard, my friends. Jonathan Scott. Peace. She's going to make them stay at home. Daddy doesn't understand it. He always said she was good as gold. And he can see no reasons, because there are no reasons. What reason do you need to be shown? Oh.